It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of. And there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Women in STEM podcast, where we spotlight stories that educate, inspire, and challenge the status quo in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. I'm your host, Kelly Shungu, and today's guest is rewriting the rules of what it is to be a woman in tech. Kyla Brown is a certified styling coach, and I know you're probably wondering, what has styling got to do with tech? And how does all of this connect together? But don't worry, all will be explained in this episode. Welcome to the Women in STEM podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hello. I am Kyla. I am a personal stylist who helps brilliant women create brilliant closets.
Wow, fantastic. I kind of wanted to get a bit more into your background, a bit more into how you came into being into tech and some of the experiences you've had. And I really wanted to focus on kind of imposter syndrome. And I wanted to know specifically when you went through that phase, especially during your time at Code Academy, what helped you to break that cycle?
Wow, that's a really great question. So I think that imposter syndrome comes from a few different places, but specifically this feeling of like, I don't belong. And oftentimes the two most natural things that we'll do when we have that feeling is either hide ourselves or just stop showing up altogether. And oftentimes when it comes to our career, especially as driven women, we're never going to stop showing up for our career. But what we might sometimes do is stop showing up for our own selves. And that looks like, for example, not really allowing ourselves to shine in our clothes or trying to fit in and kind of dress like everyone else so that you can kind of just get along versus allowing yourself to embrace the fact that you're different. Don't make that difference mean that you don't belong there, but instead make that difference mean that you add even more value to that space. And a lot of people don't always recognize the fact that the way that we dress and show up in the world, even on a physical level, brings value to spaces and brings value to other people. And it gives them also the chance to express themselves and bring the differences that they have to the space as value. So for myself, I had to kind of learn that through a lot of trial and error. When I was at Code Academy, when I first joined, we were at about 40 people at the company. So it was still very small. And it was the stereotypical like startup with a bunch of like tech bros. And like, I loved working with all of them dearly. They are all amazing people, but they would definitely show up in like their shorts and their flip-flops and like not care. So me being myself, which is very, you know, bubbly and bright and wanting to wear color and loving to wear dresses, I showed up to the space within the first week standing out. And instead of me allowing that to be the thing that made me a value add to the space, I started shrinking myself not because of anything anybody else said, but just because I was in my own head and allowing imposter syndrome to take over. And after about like 3 months of doing that and noticing how absolutely unhelpful it was for me and everyone around me, I just recognized that, like, okay, I'm giving my all to this work that I'm doing here. I am, you know, my team and I get along very well, but it just never seems like I'm being noticed or called on at the moments that I desire to be noticed and called on. And I had to recognize that I wasn't even noticing myself. And it started there first. And so when I started giving myself the permission to dress like me again, all of a sudden, the things that I was looking for were just magnetized to me. And I actually noticed that I didn't have to fight and force as much as I felt like I had to when I was diminishing myself in the space.
I wanted to ask you if you could speak a bit about your transition from being a student to becoming a tech professional. So you studied information management and technology, which then led you to go to Code Academy. What was the transition like, and what surprised you most about working in tech?
Oh, wow, that's such a great question. When I graduated from college, university, I was in a place where my first thought was like, you know, a lot of people around me were getting consulting jobs, and there's nothing wrong with a consulting job. If you have a consulting job or you're interested in one, go get one. They pay very well, and they tend to be really great opportunities to network and get exposed to a lot. I knew that for me, like, consulting wasn't where I wanted to start. I had a very creative spirit about me, and while consulting gives space for that, I wanted to get my hands a little dirty. So instead of taking that traditional route that most of my peers were taking, I decided to step into teaching first. And I had a great job teaching at a high school in New York City, and it was a charter school. So this was their first time having a graduating class of seniors who were going on to university themselves. So the opportunity to be really hands-on with them, teach them skills, and build my own curriculum from scratch really appealed to me. And I always say to folks who are young and getting ready and looking at the workforce, look at what your skills are and look at what you've been trained in and mesh those two things together. Don't try to fit a square peg into a round hole. So for myself, like, doing that, at first it kind of didn't make sense because all my peers were doing this and here I was in the opposite direction. However, it was the perfect place at the perfect time and me shining in what I'm very good at. And because of that, I was actually asked by a recruiter at Code Academy to interview there because they were really interested in the work that I was doing at that high school. So I would say, like, get yourself involved in projects, even if they seem bigger than you, even if they seem like nothing you've ever done before, jump on those projects because those are going to be the things that also make you stand out in the workforce.
Now let's get into style. Let's get into a bit of fashion. So when was the moment that you realized that being stylish wasn't shallow and that it can actually be quite strategic? And was there a specific moment where somebody treated you differently because of how you showed up in a space?
Yes. Wow, that's also a really great question. I want to answer that very last part first. Noticing people treating me different? Absolutely. And that is on a day in and day out. Right now, I'm showing up to this podcast dressed the way I'm dressed. And after this is done, I'll head over to a cafe or head over to a meeting, sit down with investors and or sit down with my colleagues on a team. And they will notice themselves that there's something magnetic about me. And that's not simply because, oh, she's wearing makeup or, oh, she's wearing a dress. It's also because there's an openness in my energy. There is something psychologically that happens to human beings, man, woman, child, infant, when they see color, when they see texture, when they see movement. So when you also look at style, not just as like I'm wearing clothes, but I am actually trying to evoke emotions in others as well as build a very clear identity for myself, that's when you'll start to notice that, wait, I'm actually kind of being treated better. And it's not from a place of people being shallow. It's more so because I actually have the power to shape shift and express my identity to other people in a way that's really clear for them without me having to like beat my chest or be this extroverted person if I'm an introverted person, or be somebody who's constantly proving themselves when I know I'm already intelligent. So that is why I always say, like, getting dressed, even if it is just trying something a little different, wearing a color, throwing on an accessory, you will notice a difference because it's just human nature. Now, for me, that understanding of strategy did take a while. Like I mentioned before, it was a bit of trial and error, specifically around me having to learn how to handle people's response and reaction, right? If somebody was really used to me showing up to a space, kind of diminishing myself and playing small, like when I was wearing the hoodies to work, like the guys. And then all of a sudden the next day, I say, you know what? I'm actually going to throw on a little lip gloss and a dress today. People notice the difference, right? Some people will say something. And there are two responses that always happen. The first one is, oh my gosh, Kelly, you look really nice today. And to that, you have to let yourself be really comfortable with being gracious enough to just say thank you. You don't have to say, oh, this old thing, or deflect the compliment or dodge it. Just allow yourself to say thank you and receive that energy, because what happens is the person giving you that compliment, they feel satisfied in that they were able to express kindness towards you and you didn't deflect it. And then you yourself also get to expand your energy, make yourself even more magnetic by the fact that you can accept positivity from other people and allow that to put a little pep in your step for the day. There's nothing wrong with yesterday I was a mess, but today I made the decision to show up brighter and people are noticing that. Now, the second response that people can have is, oh, you're really dressed up today. And, you know, it happens. And I think that what we're really seeing there is, in that human nature, in that moment of fashion psychology, somebody is noticing that you're doing something that they're not comfortable themselves doing. And in those moments, I always say, just simply, as long as they're obviously not being rude, simply agree. Yes, I am really dressed up today. I decided to do that today, and leave it at that, and allow that again to be the thing that creates that magnetism and energy and attraction to yourself, because you're not diminishing yourself, nor are you going to allow someone else's beliefs to diminish you. And there's a lot of power there. The ability to do that signals a lot of leadership skills. The ability to do that signals creativity. It signals self-assurance. It signals the ability to assure other people around you. And these are those soft skills that your managers are looking for at work. These are those soft skills that signal your ability to get something done and help people believe in you a little bit more because you're showing that confidence yourself.
Yes, I like how you spoke about the two different responses, because I know sometimes I want to dress up quite nicely, but then I'm like, you know, what will people say, or how will that make other people feel? And I know that there's an infamous saying about, like, dress how you want to be addressed, dress for the life that you want. So sometimes even if you're not in a certain circumstance that you want to be in, you can already start dressing like that, and you can start to attract that and actually start to see how people will treat you differently. So I don't think that you should wait until, you know, I finally reach that point, then I'm going to start wearing suits or start doing this. You can start today.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's actually a mistake to wait until that moment, because it's like saying, I'll go to the gym when I start losing weight, or something like that. It's assuming that, like, you're going to see the result that you're looking for, but you're going to wait on the process to get to that result until the result is there, right?
Of hearing women's career stories, but I think yours especially is very, very interesting. You have a solid career as a project manager, curriculum developer, and you're also a tech consultant. And now you're into fashion, into the world of styling. So what was the moment or series of moments that made you realize that you wanted to pivot into becoming a styling coach?
Oh, wow. Yes. So right around the time, this would have been 2022, when Codecademy was acquired, I always knew Even before I graduated from college, I knew that I had business acumen, and I knew that at some point I wanted to create something amazing. I didn't go into business because it's like, oh, I just want to work for myself and I don't want to have a boss, because you always have a boss. My clients are my boss. My users on my app are my boss. But I did come from a place of like, I want to create something that really impacts people and something that's useful and something that lives beyond me. So when Codecademy was being acquired and I knew that my team had transitioned over into our new company, Skillsoft bought Codecademy, I knew that like around that time, I had the perfect window to do the thing that I've always wanted to do. And I've always been someone who loves to get dressed. I come from a long line of women who love to get dressed. And I recognize that during my time at Codecademy, even consulting with other tech startups, a lot of the time I was interacting with women who were brilliant, but they just didn't have the time, the energy, the systems for showing up looking like this every day. And sometimes those conversations where somebody's either complimenting you, saying, hey, you look great today, or hey, you're really dressed up today, actually are great opportunities in the work that I do to expand the conversation. And what ends up happening is I tell them, you know, thank you so much. And I actually have a whole system around getting dressed like this daily. That's why you see me showing up like this. It's not because I spend 3,000 hours getting ready every morning. It's because I have a really clear system. And I actually teach other women how to do that as well. And after a while, that turned into me actually becoming a personal stylist and helping other women. It was the thing that I would do if there was no money in the world. And after a while, I noticed that one, not everybody's ready to hire a stylist. But also,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Two, I can't be everywhere at once, which is what prompted me to create things like custom GPTs for women. I have a Flatter Your Body bot that's available on my website, and I was slowly creating things like this, still leaning into the fact that I'm very nerdy and techie, because the beauty of technology is that it allows people to improve the systems in their life without them, losing time, money, energy. So as I started building tools like that, more and more women were coming into the space because they were like, wait, this is actually really great. And it's giving me the ability to show up the way I've always dreamed of showing up without me, losing myself in the process, or without me sacrificing the things that are really important to me, like work or family. I hope I answered that question well.
Yes, you did. And I also want to bring up the fact that you're certified by London College of Fashion, which is a serious commitment. What made you choose formal education in a field where some people might just rely on their personal experience or their natural eye for style?
Thank you. That's such a great noticing, and not everybody knows this about me. I am certified. The reason I did that, I did have the eye, but I can have the eye for myself all day. I can dress myself. I can pick the colors that I like and things like that. But there are still the systems that we need to learn as personal stylists to really ensure that we can give every client our all and give every client the best experience possible. And what I wanted to make sure was, regardless of her body, regardless of her skin tone, regardless of her experience, maybe whether she's had children or not, things like that, that I can still serve women in a meaningful way and give them my best. And the London College of Fashion is a really excellent school for styling specifically. And they offered the certification that I wanted. It was between that and FIT here in New York, where I live, by the way. I live in New York. I decided to go with the London College of Fashion specifically because the British are amazing with tailoring. And I really wanted to learn from a more international perspective how people look at style. And I had folks in my class who were American like me, folks who were from the UK themselves, folks from India. We had folks from different parts of East Asia in the class. And I really was excited to get certified that way. So while I did do my certification online, I still had an excellent experience with the London College of Fashion.
Fantastic. And you've spoken about the fact that in your past you were exposed to brilliant women, and currently you are exposed to brilliant women. And I'm sure one of the common fears, especially in the space of STEM, where as a woman we already stand out. I mean, you know, how would you give advice to somebody who feels like they don't want to be taken unseriously because of the way that they're dressing? And they fear that they're going to be judged.
Yeah, I think that is a very common fear. So I would start off with saying that it's completely normal if you're feeling that way. We have been, as women, fed this major lie that smart women don't care about their appearance. Like, smart women don't need that. Like, they don't need to be thinking about those things. It's like this idea of like, just stay in your books and that's all you ever need. And unfortunately, especially for women of color, we tend to follow that rule that we've been given of just keep your head down, stay in your books. And then we look up and notice that our peers around us aren't following that rule set, but they're still seeing success. For example, you might be noticing that men, or maybe folks who are not underrepresented in this space, are maybe not always as good as you are, but they're getting opportunities that you are dreaming of. And a lot of the time, that's because we think that our otherness is a problem, or we think that us caring about our image means that we're less intelligent. And when you understand that your image and your intelligence should actually be working together to make you shine, they shouldn't be working against each other, that's when you're going to start to see the success that you're looking for. So for any woman who's out there saying, I'm afraid to stand out too much and be too different, I actually want you to challenge that thinking and understand that you being different is what makes the workspace that you're in, even the social spaces that you're in, better. It's actually a lot of times what people are looking for from you when they bring you into the space is what is the value that you're going to add. And that's not saying like I just show up to places and I just look cute and I don't have to do anything, because absolutely not. I'm speaking to the women who are already smart, who are already qualified. And what you're missing is that last final ingredient, that is you allow yourself to dazzle other people. And you can do that from a modest place. You can do that from an intelligent place, and you can do that from a grounded place, and you can still be the person that stands out and people remember you after you leave the room. That's a very powerful thing.
Yes, it is very powerful. You talk about identity work and being foundational in your styling coaching. Why can't somebody just skip the shopping part? Why do they need to break it down the way that you're doing?
Yes. Well, one thing I always tell folks when they're getting ready to work with me is the last step is shopping. Sometimes shopping isn't even as necessary as you think it is. The first step is making sure that you have a proper style foundation, which is the name of my 90-minute service. And style foundation, what we do is get really clear about your signature style. So the first thing that you need to have, that every woman needs to have, is closet essentials. I actually have a free closet essentials checklist available on my website that gives women the opportunity to assess their closet. Do I have a great pair of denim jeans? Do I have a great, like, crisp white button-down t-shirt? Do I have a nice blazer? These are just items that every woman needs regardless of her style preferences. Then after that, you start to ask yourself, okay, what are my style preferences? And that's where you start to dig into what your style archetype is. And if you're unfamiliar with style archetypes, head over to itskyla.com/quiz. And you can take my quiz that's going to help you discover what your style archetype is. These are the things that are going to tell you, maybe you should go for patterns like this or patterns like that. Maybe you should go for bright colors, muted colors. Maybe you want texture. Maybe you want structure. How do you make those decisions? Because you need to know all of these things before you shop for anything. If you type into Google white t-shirt, you are going to get millions of options. And that can be really overwhelming. And what women tend to do is either get overwhelmed and give up, or they get overwhelmed and out of decision fatigue, just choose the closest thing to them. And neither of those things are really great approaches for building a closet that you love.
Yes, I can definitely put my hands up and say that I'm guilty of that. There are definitely some things that I've just bought because it's just easier to get it. And it's not necessarily best suited for me, but I just needed it at that moment. And luckily with the internet, with social media, you know, we're able to find much more tailored information, especially for women of a specific body type, specific skin tones, which has been really helpful. But I definitely feel like having somebody take the time to personally analyze you is it's really, really, really important, because we sometimes need a secondary person to help us with that. And I think sometimes people don't put as much value onto fashion. I feel like people tend to sometimes look down on fashion or beauty and don't want to like invest in it or see it as something not worth investing in. But it's super important because it's the first thing that people see when they look at you.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the first thing people see. And like I said, it's all the way down to simple human psychology. Babies are the first thing that babies notice is contrast, right? The first thing that babies notice is texture. And then it turns into them developing color and seeing red and it triggering certain things, or seeing blue and it triggering certain things in their brain. So if you just understand fashion and beauty at the simplest form from that perspective, you'll understand why it's important. It's not important because it defines who you are or it's a character draw on anybody. It's important because it's how you express yourself to the world. And you don't need to spend millions of dollars to do that, but you do need to just understand like what works for you. And there's no shame in someone helping you do that. Even I myself as a stylist need help sometimes. I learned so much when I was certified by the London College of Fashion. There were certain things that I was hell-bent on thinking, I know this to be true. And my mind was completely changed about it after the class was done. So if people start to understand personal styling as just education, just learning about yourself and learning about expressing yourself, then it'll make a lot more sense why people invest in it.
Yes, definitely. And styling has been something that has been heavy on my mind recently. For those that don't know, I'm actually going to be hosting my first ever in-person event. And I'm actually quite nervous about the public speaking aspect. And as someone who coaches women on showing up powerfully in situations, what fashion advice would you give me? And how best do you think I can make sure that I put myself across?
Well, the first thing I would say is take my quiz to learn your style archetype. And then from there, get really clear. Sometimes it's as simple as coming up with three words that you want people to feel when they see you. For me, one thing I like for people to feel is hopeful. I like for people to feel inspired. And I like for people to feel warmth when they see me. So I lean into color. I lean into pattern, because those are things that do trigger hope and inspiration in people. So if you're going and getting ready to speak on the stage and you want people to feel intelligent, you want people to feel open and ready to network, and you want people to feel welcome, then I would highly suggest a color like a or a blue, because those are colors that naturally for our human experience, just evolutionarily speaking, blue and green tell us, oh, this is a healthy, safe space. And it makes us feel calm and it makes us feel welcome. So that would be my suggestion. Now, however you want to express that blue or that green, whether it's a dress or a blazer and things like that, are also up to you. But I always say start with like color and texture. That's a great place to get clear.
Wow, those are some great tips. And this is also a great moment to mention that you have been so generous to give a giveaway prize at my event. And even though you're not going to be there physically, I really, really appreciate the fact that you're giving the attendees an opportunity to access your service. Can you tell us a bit about the offer and what the winner can expect from working with you?
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for letting me be involved. Honestly, I love being in spaces where brilliant women are gathered. And if I can't be there in person, I would love to share with the attendees. So one lucky attendee is going to walk away with a year free subscription to my brand new app called Closet OS. So Closet OS is an app that allows you to hold items in a digital closet, whether that be items you already own or items that are on your wish list, build outfits with those items, as well as speak to an AI stylist, which is really just a me in your pocket. If you are looking to create new outfits, figure out what the gaps in your wardrobe are and shop smarter. So you will have a free year experience with that and also early access to the new features because it is a brand new app that I'm so excited to share with the world. I think that for every single busy woman out there, whether you are attending this event or not, you'll find this app to be really, really worth the very low subscription fee just for the simple fact that it allows you to get clearer about what you're going to be wearing, have simpler mornings, and never have that like raging feeling of like, I have no clue what I'm going to wear and I'm spiraling.
Don't we all know that feeling? Thank you so much for offering that generous gift. I wanted to ask you one final question. If you could FaceTime with your younger self, what's one sentence or one piece of advice you would give them?
I would tell her, you've got this. I would tell her, you've got this. And I would tell her that a lot of the answers that you think are outside of yourself are actually within you. And of course, we need to look outside of ourselves to be educated and gain wisdom and things like that. But there's so much talent within us, and anything that you're seeing and admiring in another person is simply just a reflection of what's inside of you, just waiting to be made alive.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time and for coming on the Women in STEM podcast.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform, leave a review and rating to help us reach more listeners, and follow our social medias, the latest updates and behind the scene content. Join us next week for another exciting episode. And until then, keep exploring the world of STEM and empowering women in STEM.